Okay, so we are on page 44, Siman Yud Aleph, right? Siman Yud Aleph. Right, are we good? Siman Yud Aleph, and we are on Sif Yud Dalet. So again, we started this last time, but just to get a running start after Shabbos. So the Mechaber says as following. Eliot Pines has Yortzeit for his father tonight, so be his chus for his neshama. Matisyahu ben Akiva. Ben Eliyahu Akiva, right. So as we saw last time, so Mechaber says in Yudal, Yikach arba chutim mitzad zeh, ve'arba chut mitzad zeh. As you know, you take the four strings, you thread them through the hole. Again, we were discussing that. Make it through the hole, line it up. He doesn't say anything about lining it up, but you know. The yikshor shnei pa'amim zeh al gavei zeh. Then you make a double knot. Ve'akakach yichroch chud ha'aruch. Then you take the long string, right? You're going to have one long. Of those four, one of them is going to be long. Now it's going to be two, really, right? It's going to be, but really, it's going to be one, right? Because on the other side, you make it even. But again, but you take the long string. You take that long string that we call the shamus, saviv hashiva ksas krichos, and you wrap that around. Again, you make a double knot. Then you wrap the long one around the other ones, the other seven, a certain amount, a few times. Chaber obviously doesn't say how many. Well, we'll get to that. Ve'kosher shnei pa'amim zeh al gavei zeh, and then you make a double knot. Another double knot out of all eight, right?
Not bar
knot. No, it's not that. And then you go and make some more twists around, wrappings. Until you have five double knots, which makes arba aviros b'neihem, and there avirim b'neihem, and then you have four areas between, four spaces between, malem krichos, which are full with wrappings. And the Mechaber says, ein shir lo krichos, and you could have as many wrappings around in each of the compartments as you wish, according to the Mechaber. Rak shiyu kol korach v'aksharim, rochav arba gedulim, the only criteria would be that you need to have the wrappings to be, again, you have a total of one third, should be the wrappings, four gedulim, and the tail, the parts that are not wound up, they're open, they're just loose, so to speak, should be the length of eight thumbs. So as we mentioned before, so that's the shear, it has to be one-third wrap, gedil, and two-thirds on tail, if you want to use those terms. And that's what we saw last time. I think that's what we got to last time. Well, the tail could be longer, yeah. Now, so again, as long as you have one-third, two-thirds. But again, even one-third, two-thirds is not ma'akev, right? We'll learn about that more. But that's it's the best thing it should be.
What's the source that there has to be five
knots? Oh, so we'll get that. Hold on. I think we started doing that last time. So, yeah, we did do that last time. Yeah, because the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the five reminds us, again, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Samach Hay, again, the amount of ties, double knots, and spaces is not does not destroy the mitzvah midina, raku mitzvah min amuchar, right? And it's just a mitzvah min amuchar to do it, as we said before, five double knots, four spaces, one-third, two-thirds. Ki achamesh ksharim, I think we mentioned this before, because the five double knots, remez sha'al yudei zeh yizkor chamisha chum shaitara, right? I think we said this last time, right? Because that's the purpose, as we saw all the way at the beginning, Mitzvah tzitzis is you're supposed to remember all the mitzvahs of Hashem. Those are one of the kavanas you have to have. One of the kavanas is you're doing a mitzvah. The other one is that through this, I'll remember all the mitzvahs, which is 15, which is the chamisha chumshei Torah. Kfiyas haksharim ha-chamisha sha'ola asara. It's two, and it's double knots, so that equals 10. Ramaz la'asara sfiros, right? We saw that. Sha'al kosh baruch hu. So I think we saw that last time. Excuse me. Now, the Ramah says, back upstairs with the Ramah, says, Vehime herech hatzitzis, yira shilishto yeh gedil, v'beis chalokim anaf. As we saw, I think we saw this last time, so Ramah says, if you want to make the tzitzis longer than 4 and 8 thumbs length, you can do that. You can make them as long as you want, but as long as it should be 1/3, 2/3, that ratio. Should be that ratio. Now again, that's lechachila. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings out something very interesting from the Raya Mehamna, and that is a Kabbalah idea. That again, Mishnah Berurah brings it down that each the space between the double knots, in other words, the spaces should be the same, the size of an agudal. So therefore, he brings down from the Rosh that all the spaces should be the same. So again, that will be interesting because as we'll see soon, in Meretz Hashem, that the first space has less knots, less wrappings, whatever, right? Less wrappings, krichos. The second one has a little more, but not that much more. The third and fourth have more. So if you're going to make the first one and the last one equal, that means you're going to space out the on the wrappings of the first one more space in between each individual wrap and make the last one closer together, bunch it closer together. Now again, that is just, you know, a mitzvah min ha-mukhar. It's obviously not ma'akev, the mitzvah. Some people do this, but again, if you can't do it, it doesn't destroy the mitzvah. But it's an interesting idea from the Rosh. Now, here it comes. So the back upstairs, last line in the Mechaber, v'nogim lichroch, I'm sorry, be'aver rishon shiva krichos. The custom is, right? Always important to remember. The Raisa Durabanan Minog. Again, Minhagim are very important. Minhagim are brought down in halacha sometimes. Right? So here's an example. So the Minog is, the Machaber says you could do as many wrappings, twists as you want in each of the spaces. But the Machaber says the Minog is that in the first gap to put 7 wraps, Vashedi Tisha, and in the second one put 9. With Shlishi Achas Asrei, and in this third one to put 11, next page, or a V, and in the fourth gap space, Shlosha Asrei, and in the last gap to put 13. Sha'olim Kulam Arbaim, that equals altogether 40. Kaminyan Ches, excuse me, Kaminyan Hashem Echad, Sha'olim. Shloshim v'tisha, v'im Hashem ha'heim arbaim, which equals Hashem achad, again, spelled out. So that equals 39, and again, you can add Hashem, one is Hashem, so that makes 40. Now, what's interesting is, this is very, very famous, again, for the Mishnah Berurah brings down again in Samach Tes, that should be 2/3 tail and 1/3 wrap. So he brings down from the Marshal and the Smag, that everyone agrees that it's not, if it's not 1/3, 2/3, it's still okay. Tzitzis are still okay. It's just a mitzvah mer mochar. Then the main thing is Mishnah Berurah Ayin says, well, maybe we'll do it inside. Again, it goes on to the new page. But Kavanas Kasu, so now the Mechaber said it's 7, 7, 9, 11, 13, right? So Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Kavanas, B'sheni Shmona, that's 7, 8, 11:13. Because 7 and 8, right, take out your abacus, equals the name like Hashem, Yud Hey, right, Ka. The Akakak Akasasre, and then you put, then you do 11, so you have 7, 8, you have Ka, then you have 11, like the Machaber said, Seraph, whose shame shall Havaya, right, Yud Kei Vav Kei. So then it would equal 26, right? Because you have 11 and 15, again, take out your abacus. So that's 26, that's your K, Vav K. The Akar Kach, right, but we have to make the whole thing work, right? Machaber explained how the wrappings numerically work out, but how about if you switch it to 8? So then he says, but Akar Kach, on that, after the 26, you have 13. Gematria Echad, right? Echad is in Gematria 13, and then you have Hashem Echad, right? So that's the way it would work out. V'zeo Hashem Echad, and so therefore that's the way it works out. Then he brings out that the tzitzis of Shlomo Molcho, who was killed al Kiddush Hashem, had in the first gap, first space, had 10, then 5, and first 10 and then 5. And then you have Yud, right? Hey, Vav Hey, right? Vav, and then, yeah. Yeah, that's he would do it differently, right? So again, we usually do it not that way. Well, we do it, again, some do 7, 9, but it seems from the Mishnah Berurah we do 7, 8, 11, 13. Again, but as we saw from the beginning, what's important to remember is, you know, sometimes the person's wrapping it gets mixed up, you know, like going around and around, you know, like, so you could get confused. So again, if they made a mistake, and so it's still okay, right? It's still okay.
That's a minimum of 3 wrappings.
Right, that's what we saw before, minimum 3. But again, usually the problem is somebody messes up, you get mixed up. Up to 7, I'm up to 8, am I up to 8, am I up to 9, am I 9 or 10, you know, like, you know, I get a little confused. Okay, back upstairs in the Machaber, as we saw before, Nagim Lasos B'Sof called Chut Kasher, the Machaber says the custom is to make at the end of every string a little knot, right? We saw this before. K'deshiyama b'shizirusa. So that it doesn't unravel. So each string doesn't unravel.
At the end,
right? So if you recall, we discussed this before. The Mishnah Berurah brings this down. In Sivkan Yurches, that he says, Tov la'asos achutim beinonim v'lo avim v'lo dakim. You should make medium width strings, not thick or thin. See, the tzitzis I'm wearing today, I don't know if these be considered thick or thin. I know. When I was in Israel, thin was really cool. Now thick is cool. You know, there's styles, I guess, in Kedusha also, you know, like things go in and out. But anyways, so again, but he, Yulches, if you recall, he said, if they're spun well, you shouldn't make a knot at the end to make sure that you're not making extra knots. If it starts unraveling, so you make a knot to stop the unravel. But again, I don't know, different people, I haven't checked out people's sitzes, whether they make knots, I don't know. It's hard to tell. No, it's a very little knot, it's hard to tell. Okay, so again, the Machaber says make a little knot, so I don't know if Svarta make little knots at the end, I don't know. Yeah, make a little knot. Okay. So that's the famous one about how you make your tzitzis. So again, it's not, sorry, pardon the pun, not too difficult. Again, for certain people, making these things is always difficult. I'm not one of those talented people, but again, it's not so hard to do, you know, once you get the hang of it, for sure. Tasvav. Yesh omrim shitzarech ledakdek shiitla hatzitzios the orachatalis, the beinche no netufos ala karen. Some say, right? So some say that you should hang the tzitzis. Oh, I didn't bring a talus, but that the tzitzis should be going down the side. Right? In other words, you have the loop and you have a corner, right? You have a corner and you have the hole. So now, obviously, the tzitzis could hang down, straight down, or they could hang off to the side. If they hang off to the side, so then they're flowing, cascading, so to speak, on the corner, literally on the corner. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, if they go out to the side, then they'll hang right on the corner. Now, if you do this, and I know some people do this, I might have mentioned this before, you'd have to make the loop tight so that it doesn't fall down. But again, you make the loop tight, and we saw before in the Mishnah Berurah, if you crunch the fabric together, that's still okay. So again, they would crunch the fabric, make the loop small, not crazy small, but small, so that the tzitzis hang down on the corner. Now again, this is a Yesha Omrim. So again, if you didn't do it, so then it's still okay, right?
That's Heder Mitzvah?
Right. Well, some say. And, so Ramak's name is Perush, Tluya Al HaKeren, Vim Haya Rachvo, because if you did it by the width, so again, so you have the hole and it hangs straight down. So again, that's kosher, but it wouldn't be hanging, wouldn't be touching, it wouldn't be cascading on the corner itself. Because it would be hanging towards the floor, right? Towards the ground, so to speak, right? Everybody understand what I'm saying? So here, again, just for our audience that's here or the audience that's online watching. So again, here's a thing of tzitzis. Here is, so now this, now again, if you look at it, maybe I'm wrong. But again, let's say if it's like this, that would not be good. According, again, so Yesh Omrim, it's not that wood. But it wouldn't fit according to that because, again, it's not hanging on the corner. It's hanging straight down. But again, it could be, again, I'd have to unfurl this. It could be that it's really like this, and that's the way actually it looks like it is. Again, the loop would be small, and then it'd be hanging like this. Right, everybody see? Then the tzitzis are hanging, cascading, touching, coming down on the corner. That could be the way it is. I don't know. I'd have to unfurl the talus. But see that? So again, if you make this loop small, then it won't fall down and it'll always be that way. So some people do that. So I'm sorry the people who are listening to the recording don't see what I'm demonstrating here. V'esh Arim, She ain law says shum begeb and nikwe. Now, the Be'er Halacha discusses this. Also, we're running out of time, but again, you have to realize that. Let's just leave the Be'er Halacha there. But again, the Be'er Halacha says I will be the ever and kapedo. Again, if it was done already, you don't have to worry about this. Okay, I think we'll stop here for today and we'll do the last step in Yud Aleph and go on hopefully to Yud Beis tomorrow about snapped tzitzis strings, which is always the bane of, when you get chairs or things like that. But Blinder, we'll talk about that tomorrow, Blinder. Okay, yeah.